Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning and welcome to Who You're Calling Old. This is Shemaine Canton and I'm here once again to talk about the wonderful world of aging and aging in a different way. I will say that the other day I did watch an episode of Bewitched and it was with Larry Tate. I can't think of what his real name was. But they asked him the question how old he was, and he said 47. And I thought to myself, wow, 47 is seriously changed from back at that point till now. And that, to me, really was something else to notice, just to see how the very face of aging has actually changed. So in my case, I have somebody really wonderful on today, Gabriella Trivel. She's the author of The Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning. And her pet subject is the feminine cycle. And that's something that interests both men and women because it affects both. So it's, you know, she wants to debunk the PMS myth, thank God, and bring it to the attention of both men and women and to give them some knowledge about the feminine cycle, which is really fundamental to any woman's well-being. So I'm very happy to have her here because she's calling from the UK, which is already 3:30 in the afternoon, if I'm not mistaken, over there. So I just want to welcome her this morning. Gabriella, are you there?
Shemaine, can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can. Very, very pleased to have you on the show. Please excuse me for sounding the way I do. I've been under the weather. I've gone through back to 2 months straight of just like family deaths. It's like, I think it's getting to me. So I'm very interested and feeling very good to have you on.
Sorry to hear that, Shemaine, and I'm very glad to be able to speak to you today.
Oh, I'm thrilled that you are, because it's amazing. You are so right when you say that you believe that we are living in ignorance in the 21st century. And you're right. It seriously is. Everybody tiptoes around the subject of, you know, the feminine cycle. And that doesn't just include your PMS, quote unquote, PMS years, but also your perimenopausal and postmenopausal and postmenopausal years, all of which can just be frightening as I don't know what.
Yeah, I think it's time to just shed a bit of light on all this, don't you think?
Oh, yes, you think, but I really would love to talk to you about your book and what you set out to do in terms of helping to open up the door and open up the eyes and ears of people to educate them about the feminine cycle. I'm very interested to know about that.
Okay, let's start briefly just talking a bit about my book. My book came about because in 2008 I ventured on an adventure, a real one, and I joined a small group of people, mainly from Australia and some in UK and Europe, and I went down to Antarctica. For me, it was like, especially this happening after an acrimonious and long divorce, it was like saying yes to my spirit again, you know, to fly high and go on adventure. I'm an adventure addict. Even if there are different adventures in life, but I'm going to mention this in a moment. So in 2008, I went on this trip of a lifetime, because there is a very, very small percentage of humanity who goes to Antarctica. And the purpose of going there was actually to be immersed in a different environment, to be able to face your limiting beliefs, your fears. And it did happen that something unexpected happened in the adventure, to make the adventure real. And so I find myself not being able to do what I wanted, which was to produce a documentary out of it. So a few years later, after hearing repeatedly my inner voice, my soul calling, knocking on the door of my heart, I decided it was time for me to write a book about it. A book these days can be, you know, it can be your legacy, it can be sold anywhere in the world. So even if I had to depart from this premises now, I'm happy to say I have something that I can leave behind. And in the book, in a nutshell, what I've done, I actually told the story of what happened to me during the journey, during that trip. But it's more of a spiritual inner journey, and how I reached my inner peace and all the rest of it, hoping that by sharing this very naked, uncensored way, might help others, especially women, to feel okay with whatever they are experiencing in the moment. And, you know, being big or bigger, because we all can do much more than we think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I commend you for doing such a thing, too. You know, because I know that when I get an idea to write, if I try to ignore it, it just gets bigger. And then it just starts really kind of, you know, it starts talking to you in your sleep at night. So you go, so it's like, okay, you're not going to go away. I'm going to have to do something about this. And you followed that, which is great.
Then this happened in 2008, and I mentioned earlier there are different types of adventures. As a matter of fact, in 2010, I ventured on a different type of adventure.
This time,
much more challenging, which is doing my best to find a way to be able to reach out to as many women as possible, to be able to spread my message about the feminine cycle. The feminine cycle being a friend for a woman rather than an enemy, or maybe consider and even call the curse, because it's not. And so I started doing this work with women, tackling this taboo subject, the majority of us as women, and obviously also men, don't really want to look into it. And they pretend it doesn't exist, and they ignore the most important thing, which is, if it wasn't for a menstruating woman, nobody would be alive today in the world.
There you go. There you go. The seeds have to be the seed has to be planted somewhere.
So, you know, it's time to debunk this myth, which is actually has become a disadvantage. Women are not empowered by it, and you know, they are actually victims of it. And as a consequence of that, of course, men, because we live together, right? All men are at the receiving end of this, but also they all have women in their life, even just for the fact they came out of a woman's womb, right? So
yeah.
They had to deal with their mom. So since
Absolutely. Then,
their journey really.
You're stating the obvious, because I hear so many men when they're talking about this thing, and they'll, you know, when you hear the men and some of the misogynistic things that are said here and there, and you sit back, and I met one man that made, I'm not going to say the comment that he made at the time, and I told him, I said, were you born, at, I said, how were you born? Were you born in a pod? What happened that you should have this attitude?
Yeah, but if we want to be really realistic, Charmaine, in the Western world, I live in Europe, in the UK, and you live in the States, let's call this part of the world the Western world, it's kind of bad because we as women, we think we are liberated, you know, after the movement in the 70s of the last century or the rest of it. It's true. We can vote these days. We do have some kind of rights as well. Lots of work to be done, hopefully in the near future to improve still, but we're kind of free. But if we consider the rest of the world, which possibly is even bigger, there is still so much, even more oppression. And, you know, the horror stories that you might read in the media, or if they're just stories. So I'm just mentioning this just to make it real. As women, we have so much to do to help one another. And
right.
In the Western world, if we free ourselves of our taboos, as a consequence of that, there will be a ripple effect also for women in the third world or whatever you prefer to call it.
Oh, absolutely, it would. It really would, because there is so much that's to be explained there. That, you know, if you can find a way, and the old saying is, you know, knowledge. There's two ways of saying it. My great grandmother used to say it. She would say, knowledge is power, but a little knowledge is dangerous.
Yeah, it's true.
And she said, so what you strive to be is knowledgeable. Therefore, you're empowered.
Yeah. But I also mentioned the, you know, us in the so-called Western world and women in the rest of the world, simply because I want to speak to all women. We are all united in a way, maybe not geographically, but on a higher level, on a subtle level, spiritual, or however you want to prefer to call it, we are all one. So I see in this way, if I do the best work I can do myself, I know in some way, even if I might not understand it completely, I can help other women, even if they are on the other side of the world. And if I'm very aware of this, every woman had this attitude, things would be very different. Because to become more aware of your own feminine cycle, it's not just that. It's much bigger than this. But we have to start from something. And the feminine cycle is definitely one of the things, last frontier, where even us in the Western world are still repressed. Because it's something seen as shameful. And I'm sure any woman might relate to once when she might have had, for instance, a leak during those days, you know, and she might have stained in public, you know, her dress or scarf or whatever. And I'm sure any woman would relate to this, feeling embarrassed. But why?
Right. Absolutely. I think all of us can relate to that in a big way.
Yeah. So we can change this. And my way to change it is to actually say to women, this is the way nature designed us. And it seems that nature has got a bit of a success rate, right? Been around for, we don't know, billions of years, but a long time. Definitely longer than our lives.
Right.
it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to give it to you because I will absolutely tell you that even from my, you know, I have since stopped with my cycle, but my cycle was stopped due to being ill. I had uterine cancer, so I had a hysterectomy 20 years ago. The only thing that's left of me is my ovaries. They had to take everybody else out.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it can be pertinent to women like you as well, because even if we had, for instance, had an hysterectomy, knowing what I share with women is fundamental for our feminine awareness. I mean, on a certain level, the energy of the womb is still there. So for all women who are listening, even if you are already in the next phase of your life, post-menopausal, or if you had, in some case, like an hysterectomy or whatever, still this information, this knowledge, this wisdom is pertinent to you, because we, as I was saying, we are designed like this by nature. So nature, if you prefer to call it God in a different way, it doesn't matter. The reality is whatever created us or the design or whatever you prefer to put it, we have different beliefs. But we are created or designed this way. So obviously with few millions of years of experience through nature, so I think that it must be a good way, right, to be designed in this way. So first of all, be proud of it, be proud of our body. That can be a source of bliss rather than, you know, feeling shameful or guilt or dirt or whatever. And that's the first point. The second point is I want to give you very briefly, because I assume we don't have much time, but I would like to give you a different picture, paint a different picture in front of your eyes, the eyes of your imagination. And so that have some stuff to chew on. And then if you want, you can always come back to me and let me know how it's going. But anyway, now, to transform this concept of the curse, the feminine cycle, or menstruation being some kind of a daunting thing, we have to see it in this way. Nature endowed us with this wonderful design, and this makes us experience this. Menarche being the first menstruation, it can vary, but normally it happens during our early teen years. And then for 30 or 40 years, it depends on the woman, we are all different and unique, we menstruate every month.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, during this big chunk of our life, during the different decades we are going through, menstruating, we experience different things. And I would like to say about this, this is normal. This is a big adventure for a woman. And a woman could take it in this way, see it as a big adventure in her life. Then I want to go down to the month, okay? So, seeing this way, every month a woman goes on an adventure of four seasons. So the 4 weeks, because the whole month is divided in 28 days. Again, this is speaking because we are all different, so we can have a cycle which is longer or shorter of 28 days. But let's just speak generally, okay? Now, a woman every month goes on a journey, an adventure, a discovery, or whatever you want to see, of four seasons. And why do I say this? Because I'm going to share with you what the month includes for us. And I'm going to compare the month to the season, because majority of us, unless people live at the tropics, they experience every year the season, right? So we have spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Now,
right.
We know every season has got a different energy. We feel in a different way. We do different things. We see nature different things, etc. So either man or woman can relate to this. Because
mm-hmm.
we are now in spring in the northern hemisphere, right? So spring is a very exciting season. We are full of energy. We start new things. It's almost like we wake up after the, you know, the time, the slow time of winter. So in spring, So in spring, and by the way, nature blossoms everywhere. So we are.
Oh, absolutely. You're right about the spring is like that time of rebirth and renewal.
Yeah. So now listen. We can compare spring, the natural spring, and its energy to our second week of the cycle. So, which is the week when we stop bleeding, and that week. This week is also called premenstrual week, and it has got the same energy of spring. So we feel very active. And we are really interested in maybe our work, activity in the world. Okay? So it's a very natural energy. We are very social and we go for the things we want, our dreams. Then the following week, we enter into summer. And summer is comparable to the ovulatory phase, which is the week we ovulate. So this season for women is a very expanding season. Like summer, it's full of joy. We do lots of things, social things in summer, right? We have parties and we go on holiday. We meet new people. We share our abundance, our results, our winnings, everything, right? That's the way we generally feel in summer. So when we ovulate, that's the way we feel. And so we become a superwoman. We say yes to everybody. We multitask. We do it all.
Absolutely.
Then the following week, which is autumn, is actually our premenstrual week. And this is the week when so many women start experiencing problems. The so-called PMS, or short form for premenstrual syndrome.
Right.
So during this week, women, not all of them, of course not, but there's a huge percentage, at least in Europe, but I'm sure it might be the same also in the States.
Mm-hmm.
We start sometimes feeling problems, feeling, cranky, we might be more straightforward and become bitchy, etc., etc. Let's just look at this season. It's similar to autumn, so we know in autumn we start feeling cold because the season is changing, right? So we are starting preparing for winter, right? So autumn invites us to live more indoors. And this, emotionally and psychologically, means actually we are more interested in ourselves. So our focus goes in. So we start looking more at our life and maybe review it, okay? So we start feeling less active. So we need more sleep, for instance. And we are less interested in the world because we are more interested in our inner world. So it's a much more feminine energy this season for us as women. And so I wonder and ask, don't you think there might be a relation with the fact that we tend to have problems in this season, in this week? Do we?
No, I absolutely agree with you with that. I know that I feel like that myself. The thing about having my hysterectomy, they kept my ovaries, so I still run like the same kind. I still have those hormones pushing through me. So although I don't necessarily menstruate, I actually have the wonderful symptoms of, you know, your chest becomes tender, you're a little more crazy. You feel like you're a little bit, you know, touchy.
Yeah,
and what have you. And I take winter as that time to kind of, I hate to say it like that, as a hibernation, so to speak, to kind of re-energize and kind of reset.
Yeah, and that's what nature wants us to do. any woman would relate to that. And if you just listen to this, you will relate to that and you think, it's true. But the problem is, why don't we do it? Why don't we just follow our instincts? So, of course, I'm here to invite you to pay attention to this and see what comes up for you, because these are all the goodies that nature wants us to discover.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, and then from the final week, which is winter, which is comparable, of course, to our menstruating week, is when we start bleeding. Now, this week, again, it's another week, and another inner season, I call them, right, where many women experience problems. But let's look at it in a kind of logical way. How is winter? Well, winter is a cold season. It's a season when we reduce, like nature, you know, we tend to hibernate, as you said, Charmaine, right? So even more than normal. So in winter, we tend to be indoors, we want to keep warm. Because we do all this, we do more inner activities. Maybe we read more and we reduce stuff. We actually, like in nature, we hibernate, we minimize our effort because everything is much more of an effort in winter.
Right.
So, as such, during our bleeding week, as women, we should appreciate this time of our month as a time for ourselves to hibernate and really start looking into our riches. These riches, I mean, if we stop and we rest more and we focus even more on ourselves, we can experience wonderful states of bliss, natural bliss, like feeling like ecstatic, serene, you know, peaceful. And in this time, our psyche, our mental capacities are very much in tune with our being psychic. We become more psychic, more intuitive. So this week, if we need, for instance, we have in our life at the moment a problem and we would like really to see how we can work it out, to resolve it, or we need an important answer to something that is available for us, you know, is the week where if we slow down and we pay attention, we might have the intuition, we might have the answer, we might have our what we want, meaning our psychic part comes more on the forefront. So it's a wonderful time to really cherish ourselves as women. Remember, the majority future tellers, they were always women.
Right. That's true.
So I'm not saying that because for some women this could be a bit, strange and weird, but I'm just saying pay attention. Try to investigate yourself and see what comes up. And pay attention even more in this week, because we all know dreams are symbolic, you know, and they can be a good vessel for having answers to our questions, etc. So especially in this week, pay attention to them more than ever, because they could be good carrier of, you know, solutions.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it, and I, you know, the thing is, the one thing about my show is that it's like the fastest 30 minutes you have experienced in your life. But what I'd like to do is, I would love for people, if you would give people information about your website, your book, where they can find it, and perhaps some way that they can send their questions to you through your website or an email. I'm happy to say go right ahead and let them know that information. I'm sure, believe me, I know it's stuff they need.
Okay. Well, it's very easy to get in contact with me. I have only one website, which is flyinginspiration.com. Flying being FLYING, and then inspiration, like having an inspiration, be inspired, .com is all one word. And on there, you can find my book. You can find how you can contact me. There's a contact me page. You can find all the websites where you can find me, like you can find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter. And you can have all, if you go to the contact me page, you have all the links, so you just need to click on them, and they take you straight away to the different websites, social media. And also, there is my email address, there's my phone number. So it's really easy to contact me. And I would love to be able to answer the question that the listener might have, either man or woman, because, as we said earlier, we are on the same boat.
Exactly. You've got to be able to realize that that's what's going on. But I've got to thank you so very much for being on the show today. I know it's been back and forth, and we don't normally behave in this manner in terms of making sure that we're in touch with our guests, especially the overseas ones is what we really try to hone in on. And I apologize for anything that has, you know, gone awry there. And as I said, it was just a matter of that. It just seemed like just like the month from hell. The last couple of months has just been straight out of it. So we're trying to deal with that. Hopefully, I'm hoping to have a happy wedding season. I mean, sometimes you sit there and you're invited to weddings, and you're like, gosh, another wedding. At this time of year, I'm seriously looking forward to another wedding. I prefer that. It would be much happier. But thank you, Gabriella. You have been and just an absolute cistern of information and refreshment for the female soul and the male soul that is looking to understand the female soul. So
yeah.
I must give you a lot of credit for that. And I want to thank you for joining us. And I'm sure our guests, our listeners, are very interested in what you have had to say. And they'll be online to contact you and find out about your book and see what it is about you that intrigued me that I wanted to make sure you were on the show. Because I just think that you have a very big, and it's a positive message, and I really appreciate that. We all have the nasty stuff and the not so positive. So thank you so much for joining us. Our morning, your afternoon. And I appreciate you for being here ever so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Shemaine, for having me. I really appreciate it. And I really hope I can reach women also in the States.
Oh, yeah, you will. Believe me, you will. Because I'll make sure you do. This gets blunt. I get to put this out to the number of followers I have. And I have quite a few, and I have quite a few in other areas as well. So you will get blasted. Don't worry. They'll know about you. They got to know all there is to know about you. But like I said, it's just been an interesting time. And we're all dealing with quite a bit lately. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to get in touch with us and to talk to us about these things, because women need to have these conversations. And feeling comfortable about having them is very important. And so, I really thank you for coming by. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Who You Calling Old. We're on every Monday at 10:30 a.m. to explore the issues of aging and how we're changing the face of aging these days. So I'm very happy to have had a guest like Gabriella. And then have a wonderful book, Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning. Very interesting quiz, a very interesting title, very good book, and it's one that I would suggest that people pick up. So if you have any information, you missed any part of this, this interview is available on iTunes. It usually is available within about 30 minutes of the show. So you're allowed to download it. It's a free download on iTunes. So they'll be able to get everything they need to know. So again, thank you, Gabriella, for being with us this morning. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. And as always, we end the show with Who You Calling Old? Have a wonderful week, everyone.